Tim Blanchip here, Divorce661.com. Thanks for joining me again today. This is episode 64 of Day in the Life of an LDA, Divorce 661 Daily Perspective. Thanks for joining us again. As always, always like to thank people that have worked with me in the past. Thank you for your trust, future clients. Maybe you guys watching this who are considering using me for my service. I'm a legal document preparer, specializing in amicable divorce in California for the last 12 years, since 2012. I'd like to focus on the part of amicable. I've had several calls this week where people were definitely not amicable. So do your homework, learn about the companies you guys are calling before you schedule consultations. Because I focus always amicable, no matter what you got going on as relates to divorce, you need to be amicable. What does that mean? It means you need to reach an agreement on all terms in the process. Child support, spouse support, custody, division of assets and debts, who's keeping what, the whole thing for it to go through. Because if you guys change your mind, you guys no longer agree, and I've drafted your settlement agreement, and I can't submit it until you sign it. And if you guys don't sign it, then I can't finish your divorce. So there's plenty of attorneys out there for folks who are not in agreement. And I know maybe I do get the calls once in a while where one spouse wants to be amicable, but maybe the other spouse is not playing fair, and it forces you to have to go that direction. So, you know, for that, I feel bad for you, but it takes two to tango. And so this week has been pretty slow. April started off at a bang. I mean, for our stats, 41 divorce cases we've filed so far this month, 168 for the year. So our numbers are still, our average number is about 50 a month, and we have a couple more days, maybe five more days in the month. But this week has been slow. I don't know if it's because of what, Coachella or what else is out there? Stagecoach. You guys are all out there instead of getting divorced. Not that I want to talk you into it, but this week has just been a little slow, except for the people that are upset at each other and need attorneys. So like I said, 41 new cases this month so far, 168 for the year. Today we've had six consultations, two new cases filed. They are both in LA County. We had four cases approved today, and they were all LA County as well, and they were approved in 48 hours after I e-filed them, which is great. Going to go over some client successes today as well, a little bit different setup. I had to draft three settlement agreements, submitted three new divorce cases for review to court, and that's what I did today. So keeps me busy on top of doing these podcasts and the videos that you guys see pop up all the time. So I want to start going over, instead of problems, I want to go over some success stories with clients. And I have six or eight of them I want to talk to you guys about and then go into discussion on certain things. So here's number one. The client hired us on March 18th, and we just received approval today, April 25th. And they are totally done. This is an LA County divorce case, so we can do the e-filing. And they have a final divorce date in September 20th, 2024. They had assets, debts, pensions, the whole thing. So as long as you reach an agreement with your divorce, it can be done quickly and finished in just over a month. Now this is a success for our client because their divorce start to finish was just over a month. I think 33 days or so. March 18th, we filed, hired and filed, and April 25th, maybe 5 weeks. They're done, even though it's a six-month process. And people ask, well, when is their divorce final? In this case, because the 6 months still applies, their divorce isn't final until September 20th, 2024. But they're totally done. Can you imagine just working with me for a month, 5 weeks, divorce is approved. Yeah, you know it's approved by the judge, whatever you guys have agreed to, the custody, the child support, spouse support, whatever you guys agreed to, that's all done. You don't have to make those decisions. You know, that part of your life is over. And the only thing that will change in this case on September 20th is they will no longer effectively be married. Next success story. Today I was working on a settlement agreement that I completed and the entire judgment package for new clients for an LA County divorce case where we just filed the petition 5 days ago. This includes terms for custody, child support, and spouse support. Once they approve the settlement agreement, I will be able to send to them for signatures, and they are done. So here's one that was in 5 days, and this is also typical. In the previous example, I was showing you how we got it all the way to approval in 4 or 5 weeks. It's very common that we'll have the paperwork done, start to finish, signed and notarized, 5 days, 10 days, 2 weeks, you name it. So probably just over a week to finish. And again, it's pretty typical. And then what'll happen is when this happens, like, so we're 5 days into their divorce case. We're already signing and notarizing settlement agreements, drafted judgment package, the whole shot. Then what I do is I go in and I will calendar it when I can submit that for review and approval to the court. I have to wait 31 days after the date of service before I can do that. And that's all we're waiting for. They're totally done. They're just kind of waiting. I'll let them know, hey, we got, here's the date that I can submit your judgment for review and approval. And then if it's LA County, it's just a matter of days. If it's another county that we have to mail file the judgment with, they can then sign, notarize, mail all their stuff to me. And then as soon as that 31 days passes, I can then mail file with the court. All right, next success story. I e-filed a judgment package and settlement agreement today where we first filed on March 8th. Then they took a few weeks to work on their agreement, then provided the terms to me to draft all their final paperwork, which they signed and notarized, and we are turning in for court for review about 6 weeks after we started the process. So it doesn't always have to be done in days. I don't want you to feel like you have to be rushed or I'm pushing you. We work at your pace. So in this particular case, they just happened to wait 6 weeks. They were, you know, we filed the divorce case. We got the clock starting on the 6 months, and then you can take pretty much as much time as you want to work out the details. You're within that 6 month window. Like I said, even though we're getting these approved in 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever the case is, you're still not officially divorced until that 6 months have closed. Now, where this really applies when people hire me is when they have an older divorce case that they filed and they've served it and the 6 months has already run out. Well, in those cases, when we finalize the paperwork and they sign it, notarize, and we submit it, if it's LA County, we have approval in sometime days. We had four cases approved today that was approved in 48 hours. So I know clients appreciate that. I had a client hire me a few weeks ago, on a Friday, finished all his paperwork. They signed it, notarized it. I submitted it to court for approval. And on Monday, when I came to the office, it was already approved and he was done. And he had been working on his own divorce for a year. All right, next one. Finalize the judgment package and settlement agreement for an Orange County case. We just filed back on March 27th, and we're just about at the point where I can file it, the 31 days. One thing to note in this case is that they had already had a hearing on child support. And when that happens, what you want to do is attach the order to the final paperwork as part of your judgment settlement agreement. So not too often are there prior orders for support or custody prior to people filing for divorce with me anyways, because my clients are amicable. They're not trying to kill each other, maybe with attorneys, but these folks had gone to Orange County and just went on a child support hearing to establish child support. It's called a request for order, and you can do that, but it's not necessary. All of the support, all the child support, custody, property division, spouse support, everything that goes into a divorce case will be handled in the divorce case. But if in this case they had gone, did I say case a lot? I think I did. But in this scenario, they had already a year ago went and got orders for child support. So I said, hey, I see there's a case for child support. I need to attach a copy of that. So instead of having a 342 child support order attachment to your judgment, we're just going to attach the prior order. And so they can see that this has already been ordered by the court, and they can see the case number and all that good stuff. Okay. So here's another one. I want to talk about how, and I've kind of gone over this a little bit, how we finalize divorce cases so quickly. Hired on April 8th. Filed on April 8th. It's very common. In fact, I try and make it a priority that when you hire me, I am doing your initial paperwork, getting you guys set up in my portal, and I want to get that petition signed and filed as quickly as possible, and usually within the hour, but at least the same day. So we filed on April 8th, and the six-month clock started on April 9th. So what I do when we are doing this amicably is we get a file date, and then I will have the other party, the respondent, sign what's called a notice and acknowledgement. And with that document, we can say the date of filing, that it was mailed out. And the very next day, we can say the acknowledgement was signed. And that starts the clock on the 6 months. So here we are on April 25th. So 3 weeks later, and everything is done, settlement agreement prepared, and they signed and notarized, but they can't submit for, you know, that 31 days. So we have a week or so. Final paperwork approval is usually in days with LA County. Some of the courts, everything's kind of a mess right now. LA County at one point on the e-filing went from a couple of days, and then it went to a couple of weeks, and now it appears we're back to a couple of days, even next day. I don't know what happened a few, maybe a month or two ago. It got really, really slow with the filings. In fact, they even had lost some because I had to resubmit them. San Diego County e-file is taking 3 weeks. We have probably 5 pending cases with San Diego County right now. And this, it doesn't matter if it's North County, South County, Central, they're all delayed. So I don't know if it's, they're short there. Sacramento, believe it or not, even though we can't e-file, their judgment processing is lately, the last 4 or 5 we've done in the last 30 days, the approvals came back in about a month, which is surprising because they used to be at the 3-month mark. And I'm just going off the top of my head because I should have written this down, but I wasn't going to talk about this. Let's see, Riverside County, we can e-file the initial petition, but everything else has to be mail filed with the court. And I want to say last week we got one back in about 30 days. Same goes for San Bernardino. We had a Hemet case. Is that Riverside or San Bernardino? Hemet. I guess that'd be San Bernardino. Then with Riverside in... I can't think of that court out there. But anyways, they lived in Palm Springs. So they're all running about 30 to 60 days. So San Diego, so Orange County, 3 months. Ventura, I don't even want to talk about them right now because I don't know what's going on there. It's taking a month just to file a petition, and then we mail file the judgment, and it just goes, I don't know where it goes. 6 months sometimes now, if we're lucky, for Ventura. Like I said, Sacramento, 30 days lately. Alameda, we're at the 3-4 month mark. I just had a client ask me for an update, and you know, until I get the paperwork back, you know, we're just at the court's mercy until they send those to us. So 3 to 4 months for Alameda. And I want to say, I mostly am telling folks 3 to 4 months in every county, like north of, say, Los Angeles County, Ventura on 3 to 4 months. Some are 4 to 5 months. It just depends. So I apologize if you're a client and they're taking that long. I know, especially if your 6 months is already over and you want your divorce finalized as quickly as possible. I always say I feel bad for folks that don't live in LA County, because if you know, if your 6 months was over and you had passed and you hired me and we got the paperwork knocked out and you signed it, you'd be done in 2 days. But instead, you live where you live and your county is slow. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode 64 of the Daily Perspective. And let me know what you thought of the success stories. That could be you too. Anyways, until tomorrow, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.